Grace, mercy, and peace to all of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Man, when you get a crowd of people together singing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," it sounds like there's nothing else in this world that matters but God, isn't it? Well, that's what St. Paul thought. And he says so in our lesson for today, and I'd like to read that now, but I'd like to go back two verses previous to where our lesson begins, which is in Philippians chapter 1, and we'll begin in verse 19 and then read through verse 21. And Paul says this, "For I know that through your prayers, the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me," by the way, what happened to him was he had been thrown into prison, "that what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." For me to live is Christ, said Paul. What did he mean by that? For me to live is Christ. Well, what it means is that whatever Paul happened to be doing at the moment, and he did a lot of things, he was a teacher, he was a traveling evangelist, he was a tent maker, he did a lot of things, but whatever it was that he happened to be doing at the moment, there was an overarching singularity of purpose for his life that ran through them all. And that purpose, what you might say was his ultimate purpose, was to exalt Christ in his body. That's what he said. If you were to ask yourself the question, what is my overarching purpose? Or is there an overarching purpose in everything that I do? Something that runs through all of the lesser things that I do day by day, what would the answer be? I've known people whose overarching purpose in life seemed to be to have fun in as many ways and as often as possible. And when they weren't having fun, of course, then they were missing their purpose in life and they were very sad. I've known people, even Christians, who sadly seemed to me, as best I could determine, to have the purpose in life that they wanted to appear to be the smartest person in the room, in whatever room they were in, or they at least wanted to appear that way, or to be the best looking person in the room, or the most talented person in the room. I've known people who just seemed like they wanted to be the weirdest person in the room. Strange, isn't it? How that kind of self-exaltation that really is sin seems to sneak its way into our motives like that. To find some way, almost any way, that I can exalt me instead of Christ. And that's kind of sad, really, because if I compare myself to Christ, not much to exalt in me compared to him. So what is the answer to this kind of temptation? Well, we mentioned a singularity of purpose. How about also a singularity of focus? To focus on Jesus like a laser beam. You see, he is worth exalting. Why? You know why. You know what he did. He became a human being. Think of what was involved in his becoming human. He had lived from all eternity, of course, as God the Son. And you know what? He had never experienced pain until he became a human being. Never experienced hunger. Never experienced exhaustion. But the Bible says that when he became human, he took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh. It's not the exalted kind of flesh you and I will have when we get to heaven. This was the kind of flesh you and I have now that hurts and experiences, well, all kinds of pain. But he, knowing full well what the consequences would be, took upon himself that sinful flesh and became man. You say, why would he do that? Why would he give up what he had in order to do that? Well, you are the reason for that. You. Because of you, he came so that he would take on a sinful flesh but live a sinless life and then offer that perfect life to God in place of your sinful life. He did that when he walked on this earth, but not only did he do that, but then he went to the cross of Calvary and he bled his blood to pay the price of your sin. When he did that, he washed away all of your self-exaltation. He paid the price for your sins so that you can live with him in heaven forever. Can you imagine how much he must have wanted you to be able to do that, to be willing to do that for you? You see, Jesus had a singularity of purpose also, and that was to rescue you and me. And now because he did that, see, you really do have a singularity of purpose for your life, an overarching purpose for the rest of your life, and that is to say thank you to him every day in everything that you do. And may God grant that to you and me. And so we would pray to this end. At the beginning of the week, I cry to you, O Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you really would fill my heart and mind with your Holy Spirit, so that I may think, speak, and do only that which pleases you. Unite my thoughts and desires with yourself in the love of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
It's okay, all the students have heard me talk enough already, so it's fine that they leave, trust me. This speech is really for all of you right here anyways, so good morning and welcome to Bethany Lutheran College, to you, the Bethany Auxiliary. My name is William Soule, I'm the student body president here. I'm from the incredibly small town of Santiago, Minnesota, which is weird because there are no Spanish people that live there, and Santiago is not a Norwegian name that I know of. I'm a senior studying business administration and mathematics. This is my last year here at Bethany. Oftentimes you'll hear coaches say the phrase, he or she has done a lot for our team. Although these coaches mean well, if he or she has really done so much for a team, you think they could at least be a little more descriptive at times. After all, what does a lot even mean? It just seems lazy to say it. After all, if a player stayed late to practice their passing or help a teammate study for a daunting test, it would be nice to know that instead of just knowing that the player has done a lot. Furthermore, if the coach would reveal to us that their player had stayed late for an extra hour every day after practice to focus on the weaknesses in their game, help newcomers adjust to a new level of competition, and then followed up by leading the team through their study night at the sacrifice of their own sleep, we as listeners would be far more impressed to hear that than hearing that a player has done a lot for their team. If you ask Bethany students what the Bethany Auxiliary has done for Bethany Lutheran College, you would probably receive a similar response. They've done a lot. But the more I think about that phrase, maybe it isn't just used by coaches who want to avoid interviews or athletes who are too mentally tired to think of anything more creative to say. Sometimes that may just be the only way we as people can express a level of devotion or commitment that is simply beyond our power to describe in words that don't sound like they were made up by Dr. Seuss. In reality, when in awe of something, sometimes only a few words can escape your lips, and often enough those words are a lot. So when I say that Bethany Auxiliary has done a lot for Bethany, it's not because I want to run away from the podium as fast as possible, or I can't think of anything else to say about that. It's because in reality, the only way I can describe the impact you have had on Bethany is through those words. You have given up a lot, to hope a lot, to achieve a lot, and for that we are thankful a lot. We are happy to host you all today, and I hope you enjoy your various activities throughout the day. If you have any questions, stop any student you see and ask them. It's the least they can do, but know that if they're running to class, they will use that as an excuse as to why they are late. Thanks again for all you have done. May God bless you all, and may God bless this college.